between, you know, the Constitution, the fact, and, you know, actually the law that exists in this country, that could never happen. And a woman like this, who's, you know, probably a very reasonable woman, would make such a statement.
Yeah, it is very concerning to me, and you're right. I mean, there's no, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of Joe Thomases in the morning in some of these other areas. Optimus, you drive safely, my friend.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us.
I'm at work, I can put my headphones in.
Fox News Update, every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Mostly sunny skies and colder today. Highs low to mid-40s this afternoon.
It's 32 degrees at 5:30 this Friday morning here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Three members of a white supremacist group on their way to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond were arrested in Baltimore by the FBI early Thursday morning.
The three are members of a group called The Base, had been discussing what to do when they arrived in Richmond after purchasing 1,600 rounds of ammunition and plate carriers to support body armor. The Canadian illegal immigrant is named Patrick Matthews. He's a former soldier in the Canadian Army who was discharged after his white supremacist ties had come to light.
A judge has upheld Governor Ralph Northam's ban on firearms on Capitol grounds for that rally, but last night that decision was appealed to the state Supreme Court.
WCHV still plans to broadcast Monday morning from Richmond, the state capitol, and then the VCDL rally.
The full Virginia Senate has passed three gun control bills. The House of Delegates has yet to vote on the bills, but Democrats have promised to focus on the issue.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says that his war powers resolution has the votes it needs to pass. Kaine says that the bill is bipartisan and actually started with the Republicans reaching out to him.
They were discouraged that the attitude that was being communicated to us was that Congress is an annoyance. Why do you want to know? We don't have to tell you anything. You should be glad that we're here 6 days later to give you a few morsels of information. And so after that, they came to me and we have been able to make some amendments that have earned the support first of Senators Lee and Paul, but now the support also of Senators Young and Collins.
The senator will be holding a discussion on the War Powers Resolution on Friday at the Batten School of Leadership and Public Policy at the University of Virginia starting at about 11:30.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 31 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Burgess Home Inspections, because you have to know. Find them at burgessinspects.com.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Wall Street starts at more new record highs amid a solid start to the earnings season, easing trade tensions and promising economic reports.